the reason we're leaving is because we have a shortage of vocations. Our friars are getting older all the time, and there are certain places where probably our superiors felt we could move out of without causing too much inconvenience to the faithful.
Hmm.
And you see, in Limerick, as you probably know, there are other religious orders. They have the Redemptorists and the Dominicans and the Augustinians. And then, as I said, other places like Killarney, Ennis, Athlone, they're the only religious male order there are the Franciscans. So they couldn't move out from there. I expect that's the reason, you know.
Yes, yes.
We had a number of houses, you see. We just couldn't keep them all going any longer. Already we have lost, if you like, Drogheda, Carrigan Shore, and Wexford.
Yeah.
And now we're next on the list.
Right. And how important do you think the Franciscan presence was in Limerick?
Very, very important. And I'm only a person who was here now for a number of years, but it goes way, way back when people say to us, you know, I came to this church all my life. My mother came to the church all her life and so on. It goes way, way back. And for some reason or other, we always seem to be friars for the people, and they appreciated that very much. We hadn't a public, we hadn't a parish church here in Limerick, but it was certainly a church that was frequented by many, many people. In fact, they often called it their church, you know?
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's a great history, thank God, between ourselves and the people of Limerick.
Right. And will that, the ethos of the Franciscans, do you think, stay in Limerick? I mean, will there be a presence at all of the Franciscan ethos?
Oh, there will. For example, we have, you see, when St. Francis began his orders, he had, first of all, what we call the First Order, and then the Second Order was the Poor Clare Sisters, or Sister St. Clare, and then there was another group of secular people called the Third Order.
Mm.
And now they are known as the Secular Franciscan Order. And they will be here in thanks to the goodness of the Dominicans, who have given them a place to hold their meetings and so on. And as well as that, then, I'm sure you've heard about the new men, the Francis Friars of the Renewal.
Out in Moyross.
Yeah, Moyross.
Yes.
They're up there in Moyross, and they are doing a fine job up there. So there will be a Franciscan presence, love, you know.
Yes. Have you been up to them?
We have. They call here now and again, but we're up there the other evening. They gave us a kind of a send-off tea, as it were.
Right.
And we chatted about it. And they have done a great job there already, you know.
Yes.
It's a tough going, but the people do seem to love them. And especially at Christmas time, they had this live crib and so on. And very much appreciated by the people, and they cooperate with it so much. And then at Easter time, they had a kind of a passion play and live stations of the cross and so on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of the curates in here in Limerick took part in that as the Lord. And I mean, the thing is that he was, as I said, he really entered into it and all, up on the cross and all that business, you know.
Fantastic.
So it was really very well done.
Yes.
And that's, you know, is good for the people.
Yeah. Now, of course, you have a large building down
large
there.
Building,
so
yes.
What's going to happen to that? Are you selling that on?
Oh, no, we're not selling. Oh, no, there's nothing selling at all. I mean, we won't get 1 euro. Out of our place in Limerick, because our provincial's program is that we came here with nothing. And anything we got it from the people of Limerick. And so we return the church and the friary to the people of Limerick insofar as we can. And the Mary Immaculate Training College, the college here for primary school teachers, is taking this over. And I believe that the friary will be used as their theological faculty, you know.
Yeah, that's a great legacy.
It is great,
yes,
you know.
Yeah, and then you have a place at the rear of the building. It's going to be a family project, I believe.
Well, that is there already. It is Bedford Row Project, they call it. It was a joint set up by the Mercy Sisters and ourselves, and that deals with relations of prisoners and their families and so on, and doing very good work there, you know.
Yes. So, you know, I presume you'll be very sad to be leaving Limerick.
We don't even realise it yet until the door actually closes. We don't. We're talking about it. We know it's happening. But it's only when we go in on Saturday next and Sunday next to an empty church and realise that, well, as far as we're concerned, we'll never serve there again. It is going to be a very lonely, very, very sad night. And there'll be many a tear shed, and I can assure you that, in this church next Friday night. And we just hope that the greatest joy we have is the memory of the people of Limerick, and we hope we have served them as well as we could.